Tape script 4.7.
Okay, so that's agreed then. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda, shall we? I think we all agree with the suggestion, don't we, that in future all requests for time off should be made in writing and made 6 months in advance of the proposed starting date. Fiona?
Yes, I think that's perfectly reasonable. After all, we're a growing business. These things need to be formalised more than...
That's right. I mean, it was OK when we only had 10 or so staff for people to ask their manager a couple of weeks before they wanted to go. It's a much more serious matter with a staff of over 300.
I think there's a danger of too much bureaucracy here, Andrew. I remember when I first started here nearly 40 years ago, me and a mate of mine in accounts decided to go to Greece. It was, you know, a spur-of-the-moment decision, and I was quite happy.
Can we stick to the point, Richard? Things have moved on since you first started here.
I can still see the look on my boss's face when I said I was taking a couple of weeks off. But he didn't really mind. Everything was much easier.
Richard, we're supposed to be talking about a new system which will be fair to everyone.
As far as I can remember, we left on the Friday night. I put a few clothes in a rucksack and we were off.
I'm sorry, Richard, but we're not here to talk about the good old days. If we're going to survive and grow in a competitive world, we've got to move with the times. You know the company motto, plan or perish.
I can remember as if it were yesterday. We went by train to Brindisi in Italy and then got a boat across...